Well, one could have that opinion, I guess, but I think it is such an important topic that it's worth going an opinion such as that. When you combine cloud computing with the other game-changing technology and use of the explosion of cell phones, collaboration, and that, our security people are just overwhelmed with new problems to solve or new approaches and new risks that they have to somehow figure out how they're going to deal with. But again, what the catch-all or the nice name of cloud computing does for us is make us focus on the point that this really and truly is an issue that we need to get out in front of, not with the notion of trying to stop it or slow it down, because you know it's already out of the gate. It has been, in my opinion, for a few years. But how do we identify the problems? How do we take advantage of the findings and the concerns that have already been expressed through other working groups and reports that we've read? And at this point, we got interested because we think there's all sorts of concerns expressed and pointing at potential problems, but the focus, in my view, has not really sharpened to the point that it's providing useful information for executives and security professionals as to, okay, now we know we got a problem. What's the best way to approach it? So we're looking at it, and all right, now we take the information that we have, we take the concerns that are already expressed, and now we try to wrap this into a focused report that can point out some best practices in terms of dealing with the issues that we know about. And some we've known about for years, others are a bit new in that that we may not have had to deal with them, but they're all of a sudden very, very real.
Well, you actually answered my final question that I had for you, which was, what were you hoping to learn? Sir, is there anything else you wanted to add that I might have missed or anything you wanted to say?
Well, I guess I would simply say cloud computing, Web 2, and all the remote computing, it's part of our business now. And as looking at it as a game changer type of technology, set of technologies, you know, all of us are going to have to adjust our positions on the field. And just staying current with it, we have 67,000 members out there that we try to keep tuned in and sharp on this. We provide them information. And keeping our security forces and our people attuned to what these issues are is part of the continuing education that we build into the IC Squared certification process. And it's just not enough to have smart people. You have to keep people smart, and they have to be smart, particularly in this day and age, in how to operate in the cloud.